joining us on the telephone, a guy who and making us jealous because he's in Florida, Blue Jays catcher Russell Martin. What's the weather like there, sir?
Well, it's sunny. There's a little breeze, though. But I'd say about 18. I think it's about room temperature right now.
Put a sweater on, Russell. Don't get you draft.
Hey, brother, listen, thanks so much for joining us. Great to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Listen, how are things going? Big change for you this year coming over to the Toronto Blue Jays. How are things?
Things are going well. Just really every day, just getting to learn a little bit more about my teammates. Just getting acclimated to the new team and really enjoying it. Actually, just got done with a workout, so feeling pretty good about that. But overall, I like our team. I like the mindset right now, and I'm looking forward to good things this year.
Have you lied in bed, Russell, and just thought about catching that knuckleball and how nightmarish it is?
It's definitely a challenge. I mean, it's tough. You really have to focus back there when you're catching it. There's no, there's no moment where you can kind of just relax because it's you really have to keep your focus up because the ball just never really does the same thing. You know, sometimes it just dips down. Sometimes it'll cut a little bit. Sometimes it comes back the other way. So, it's one of those things where I don't ever think I'm going to be ever 100% comfortable because it's just going to be a challenge and I'm going to have to focus every time I catch it. But so far, so good. I feel like I've done a good job and I'm getting better.
Have you ever talked to RA on the mound, Russell, and he goes, I don't know where it's going?
I mean, he has a pretty good feel for it. And one thing that he does really well is he changes speeds with the knuckleball. But as far as really controlling it, you know, the ball just kind of does what it does. And, you know, whichever way it's going, if it's hard for me to catch, it's going to be really hard to hit. So, and so far it's been really nasty. So, that's a good thing for us.
Yeah. And Russell Martin, Blue Jays catcher, joins us on the telephone again. Appreciate your time. Tell us about the rest of the staff. Are you excited to catch these guys?
Absolutely. I feel like there's a good mixture of young talent and veterans, and all the good teams that I've been on. I feel like that's been the case. You know, there's a good mix of guys in there. Some young electric arms, guys who have, they're young, but I feel like they have, they have a good pitch sense. You know, they understand what to do when they're on the mound. They have a good feeling for their pitches. They're young, but they're extremely talented. And they, I feel like already these young guys feel like they belong. So it's going to be definitely fun to work with them. And as far as the veteran guys, like a Mark Burley or a Dickey, that, those guys are really easy to work with. They have a really good idea of what they're doing on the mound. So it makes my job easy. So far, so good. I mean, obviously, it's super early to tell. But the key is just, put in the work each and every day and just take care of each day and not worry about the last one and not really look ahead too much and just stay focused in the moment.
What did you tell Aaron Sanchez yesterday after he got pulled? They did an inning of 30, five runs, two were earned, and a big home run in the first. What did you talk to him about?
I told him, if there's ever a time where, I would rather, something like that happen would be early in spring training. That way, you kind of have a chip on your shoulder the next start and you can adjust the next time you go out there rather than it happen early in the season when it counts. Right now I think the key for him was just to get his fastball going and just fill up the strike zone and then, work on as spring goes, just mix in more of the off-speed pitches, the curveball, the changeup, and so on. But, early in spring, the key is just to get a good feel for the mound, get a good feel for the delivery out there. And the result isn't as important as, and I know it's hard for young guys because they're really result-oriented, especially early. They just want to show, that they can do things well out there.
Did he get down on himself after yesterday?
Not really. I mean, he was.
Yeah, he seems like he's got some stuff. He's got a really solid mindset for his age.
Oh, he does. He really does. Obviously he wasn't happy with the result because, just like it's like anyone. But I think he wasn't down on himself. I think he believes in his arm and his ability out there. I mean, he throws 98 miles an hour with a power sinker and a nasty curveball. So I don't think he's too worried about it.
Russell, we've seen the stories that you've implemented some soccer out in the outfield. Who's the soccer star of the Blue Jays right now, minus yourself?
I get Navarro out there. Jose, every once in a while.
Whoa, hold on, Russell. Navarro?
Navarro?
Does he play goal?
No, he's... No, and he's got some moves on the dance floor. He's like... He's a sneaky athlete, man. But, no, he's all about soccer. He wears his Messi jersey all around. He's all about Barcelona. And, yeah, he's in... Like, he has, like, these Adidas. They're, like, 8 different colors, these cleats that he has. So, like, he's all equipped and everything.
Yeah, is it been weird talking? How's he been? Obviously, you coming in, being the starting catcher, and him saying, "Yeah, I'd like to go play every day." Have you guys had did you have a weird beginning, or is everything cool?
No. Well, we go way back from our LA days. My rookie year, we had it was a competition between me and Navarro back then to make the team in 2006 with the Dodgers.
And you beat him out then.
Well, he got the job out of spring training, and then he got hurt, and then I got my opportunity in May, and then I kind of just took over that role, and then he got traded to Tampa then. It's a situation where I completely understand. You know, I just got to put myself in his shoes, and he had a good year last year, and you know, as far as just setting himself up for his future and his family, I mean, it makes sense for him to want to play every day. He's an everyday player, you know, caliber player, so... you know, it's something I'm not going to take it personally if he says that, because I completely understand his situation. But, you know, it's a bit unfortunate for him. But him coming out saying, like, you know, I want to play every day, I totally understand it. I would want to play every day as well if I was in his shoes. So, yeah. But we're still boys, you know, we're still, you know, going to kick the soccer ball around, and whatever happens, you know, we're still going to try and help the team win. And that's as far as I take that story.